So, Nancy, you saw firsthand the conditions that Danny Murillo just described in the shoe at Pelican Bay State Prison. Can you elaborate on what is it actually like there for the inmates?
Well, the inmates are in these pods, and the pods do have 8 cells. It really wasn't what I expected when I was going to Pelican Bay. I expected true solitary confinement, where inmates are in cells where there's sensory deprivation, alone, solid doors, lights that they can't turn off. It really wasn't quite like that at Pelican Bay. What I witnessed was walking up to a porous pod door, which leads into these pods of 8 cells, and a very large opening area, kind of like a 2-story, maybe 20 feet wide opening, with a very long skylight. So a lot of natural light flowing into the cell pod. And then each of the cell doors having a very porous front where I heard them all talking to each other while I was standing outside, and they were all having conversation. They were talking about me. Who was I? What was I doing there?
But they don't have physical contact.
The only physical contact that I witnessed was when they are released but from their cells, they walk up to the other cells. They talk to each other. They make eye contact. As Danny described, they can put their hands up on the other cellmate, cell pod doors.
Get what, 1.5 hours outside of the cell? Is that right?
I believe it's about an hour and a half a day. And then they get other times outside the cell. Within the pod, there are other cells that are showers. So they leave their cell and walk down in front of the other cells. And that's when they share magazines, they share newspaper articles. They stop and have conversation, and then they go take their shower, and then they return to their cell, or they go outside when they have their yard.
The yard like?
The yard is, there's a door at the back of the pod on the first floor, and it opens, and it goes out to about a 30-foot long kind of cement floored area with walls that are quite high, about 20 feet high. And it's just a empty space. And then up above, there's opening to the sky.
And so how does the shoe at Pelican Bay compare with other shoes all around the state at other prisons that I think a lot of people aren't aware of?
Well, I also visited the security housing unit at Corcoran State Prison, where there are about 5,000 inmates.
5,000 inmates in the shoe?
Yes.
In the security housing unit?
Yes.
Okay.
And that was far more isolated. Those cells, the pods, these were prisons that were constructed at different times, so they had a different plan. And in the Corcoran shoe, the cells are narrower. There's a very small window at the back that looks out onto a kind of a barren space. And then the front of the cell is really a solid door. There's very little communication with, and outside that cell, again, there's a pod. And then outside the pod is, you know, where the officers are. But everything is really controlled remotely. But I felt that security housing unit at Corcoran was far more of a, if you're going to look at a solitary confinement environment, that was far more solitary confinement.
And we heard Danny Murillo mention this word validation, which is what gets a lot of people into Pelican Bay, which is that they are certified by the CDCR as being an active gang member. And he said that he was sent to the shoe on evidence that he wasn't able to contest, that he wasn't able to argue against, that he was accused of being a gang affiliate. Can you explain how people end up in Pelican Bay and what is this thing called debriefing?
Well, the validation process is, you know, and the interesting thing about gang-affiliated activity inside prisons in California, many inmates that I've interviewed over the past 7 years have told me that pretty much everybody in prison is in a gang on some level. When you walk into prison after reception and you are in a prison environment in California, pretty much you are either an active gang member or a gang supporter, and it's pretty much defined by your race. And so if you're just a supporter, that means you do not want to be actively involved in violent activity and gang activity in the prison. But if there is an action on the main yard, or there's an action in the canteen or in the cafeteria, you will align yourself. You will support your race. So the validation process is when the CDCR, the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, has evidence on some level that they consider identifying you as an active gang member. And if they associate you as an active gang member and they feel that you have power on some level, then they are moving you to Pelican Bay Security Housing Unit, which is so far physically, geographically isolated. You're only 20 minutes from the Oregon border. You're in the middle of a huge redwood forest. It takes quite a bit of effort for a member of the press, for instance, even to go and do a report on the prison, because it takes quite a bit of funding just to get there and to stay there and spend the day. So a lot of reporters don't have that kind of support.
And so we'll get to this question of debriefing in just a minute, but it's that isolation and that lack of knowledge about when they will ever get out of Pelican Bay that is one of the demands that mm-hmm. the hunger strikers are having now. What are the demands? What are the hunger strikers calling for?
Well, their primary concern or condition that they're trying to change is there are two kinds of sentences that you can be sent to the security housing unit for, or the SHU. One is a determinate sentence, meaning you've done a crime in prison, you've stabbed someone, or you've violated a serious rule. You are then given a determinate sentence for that violation or that crime. So you might get 2 years, determinate sentence in the SHU. That means at the end of the 2 years, you leave the security housing unit. Then there's something called an indeterminate sentence, and that's primarily for gang-related activity. So that means that it's indeterminate when you're going to get out. To get out of the security housing unit, the CDCR demands that you begin a process called debriefing. That means leaving the gang. But in order to actually do that, it requires basically identifying everyone you know in a gang.